Hello, my name is Miss Barb. Welcome to Lifeline English, the podcast that helps you know God and know English. You can read the written script for today's lesson on lifelineenglish.com. Today, I want to teach you three words. The first word is ceremony. Can you say ceremony? Ceremony. A ceremony is a special meeting of people. In a ceremony, the people honor and remember something important. For example, a graduation ceremony honors students who have finished studying in a school. Our next word is wedding. A wedding is a ceremony when a man and a woman get married. They promise to love each other until they die. How many weddings have you been to? Lastly, wine. Repeat the word wine. Good. Wine is a drink made from fermented grapes. People sometimes drink wine at ceremonies when they are happy. Okay, ready for this story? It's called Jesus' First Miracle.
On the third day, there was a wedding.
What happened? A wedding. There was a wedding. When was the wedding? The wedding was on the third day.
It took place at Cana in Galilee.
What took place? The wedding took place. Where did the wedding take place? The wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Cana is a town. Galilee is a province.
Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding.
Who was there? Jesus, his mother, and his disciples were there. Where were they? They were at the wedding. Was Jesus too busy to go to the wedding? No, Jesus was not too busy. Jesus went to the wedding.
When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine."
What was gone? The wine was gone. Who did Jesus' mother tell? Jesus' mother told Jesus. Where did the wine go? The wine went into the guest's mouth. The people drank all the wine.
Jesus answered, "Woman, why did you come to me? My time has not yet come."
Who came to Jesus? Jesus' mother came to Jesus. Why did Jesus' mother come to him? She wanted Jesus to know about the problem. What had not yet come? Jesus' time had not yet come.
His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you to do."
To whom did Jesus' mother speak? Jesus' mother spoke to the servants. What did Jesus' mother tell the servants to do? She told them to do whatever Jesus told them to do. Should we do whatever Jesus tells us to do? Yes, we should.
In that place, there were 6 stone water jars. The Jews used jars like these in their washing ceremony. Each jar held about 20 or 30 gallons.
How many jars were there? 6 jars were there. What were the jars made of? The jars were made of stone. What was in the jars? Water was in the jars. How much water did each jar hold? Each jar held about 20 or 30 gallons of water. What was the water for? The water was for the Jews to use in their washing ceremony. It was a part of their religion.
Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled the jars to the top.
Did the servants command Jesus? No, Jesus commanded the servants. He told them to fill the jars with water. Did the servants obey Jesus? Yes, the servants obeyed Jesus. They did what he told them to do. What did they fill the jars with? They filled the jars with water. How full were the jars? The jars were full to the top.
Then he said to them, "Now take some out and give it to the master of the feast."
What did Jesus want the servants to take? Jesus wanted the servants to take some of the water. To whom must they give the water? They must give the water to the master of the feast.
So the servants took the water to the master.
Who took the water? The servants took the water. To whom did they take the water? They took the water to the master.
The master tasted the water. It had become wine.
Who tasted it? The master tasted it. What did the water become? The water became wine. Was the water still water? No, the water was now wine.
He did not know where the wine came from, but the servants who brought the wine knew.
Where did the wine come from? the wine came from Jesus. Jesus changed the water into wine. Who did not know where the wine came from? The master didn't know. Who knew where the wine came from? The servants knew. Did the servants change the water into wine? No, Jesus changed the water into wine.
The master of the wedding called the groom.
Whom did the master call? The master called the groom.
He said to him, "People always serve the good wine first. Later, after the guests have drunk a lot, they serve the cheap wine."
Which wine do people serve first? People serve the good wine first. When do they serve the cheap wine? They serve the cheap wine after the guests have drunk a lot.
But you have saved the good wine until now.
Did the wine taste like cheap wine or good wine? The wine tasted good. Who made the good wine? Jesus made the good wine. Let's listen to the whole story together.
On the third day, there was a wedding. It took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." Jesus answered, "Woman, why did you come to me? My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you to do." In that place, there were 6 stone water jars. The Jews used jars like these in their washing ceremony. Each jar held about 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled the jars to the top. Then he said to them, "Now take some out and give it to the master of the feast." So the servants took the water to the master. The master tasted the water. It had become wine. He did not know where the wine came from, but the servants who brought the wine knew. The master of the wedding called the groom. He said to him, "People always serve the good wine first. Later, after the guests have drunk a lot, they serve the cheap wine. But you have saved the good wine until now."
Now I'm going to tell the story again. But this time I'm going to say shh, like the sound of water running, instead of the word water. And I'm going to say yum instead of the word wine. Yum means that something tastes good. I will leave a short space before the shh or yum. See if you can say the right word before I do. On the third day, there was a wedding. It took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus's mother was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the yum was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more." Yum. Jesus answered, "Woman, why did you come to me? My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you to do." In that place, there were six stone jars. The Jews used jars like these in their washing ceremony. Each jar held about 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with shh." So they filled the jars to the top. Then he said to them, "Now take some out and give it to the master of the feast." So the servants took the shh to the master. The master tasted the shh. It had become yum. He did not know where the yum came from, but the servants who brought the yum knew. The master of the wedding called the groom. He said to him, "People always serve the good yum first. Later, after the guests have drunk a lot, they serve the cheap yum. But you have saved the good yum until now." In this story, people had a problem. Jesus' mother told Jesus about the problem. The servants obeyed Jesus, and Jesus did a miracle. He made water into wine. Do you have any problems? Bring your problems to Jesus, obey Jesus, and then watch to see what he does. Do you have any questions? You can write me. Go to our website, lifelineenglish.com. Until next time, may Jesus help you know him and know English. Goodbye.